This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Devin Nunes, a CEO, the guru of Truth Social, also a resident of the San Joaquin Valley, and once upon a time, a senior member of the House of Representatives, Republicans, and led the Intelligence Committee for the House, House Select Intelligence Committee, during the critical months when it was revealed that the Russiagate story was a hoax concocted, we know now, by the Clinton campaign and then absorbed and embraced and advanced by senior members of the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the Democratic Congress, led by Adam Schiff, a one-time the ranking minority member on the committee that Devin was working to guide to revelations about Russiagate, revelations which are now endorsed, repeated, and expanded on by the John Durham Report. But in these last days, there's been an odd demonstration in Congress. Adam Schiff, who misled, as far as I can tell, everybody in the nation when he kept repeating that he'd seen more than circumstantial evidence of a collusion between the Trump campaign and Moscow, Vladimir Putin personally, more than circumstantial evidence. That turned out to be a falsehood. The House has now censured him for misleading the nation and his colleagues, and yet the Democrats have embraced him. Devin, you were a principal in those fraught days because you wrote a memo that was revealed, parts of it revealed, in the winter of 2018. At the same time, Adam Schiff wrote a memo that was revealed just about the same time that was embraced. We know now, help me with this, I believe everything in Adam Schiff's memo has been demonstrated to be false, and everything in your memo, I know, has been demonstrated to be true. Is that all correct?
Yeah, John, and you really can't make this up. Adam Schiff was celebrated in the House floor, being one of only, I think there's only been three members of Congress that have been censored in the last, you know, since I was first there over 20 years ago. As he was being censored, he was celebrated. And he's currently in the lead right now for the United States Senate as long as Dianne Feinstein stays alive and doesn't give Governor Newsom the chance to appoint he said that he's going to appoint an African-American plus an LGBTQ something. So that basically means that if Feinstein does not stay in the Senate, Schiff will lose out on his window to become a United States senator. But you can kind of see how it can happen. We talked about in the last segment about how California is like this strange dystopian world led by Governor Newsom playing Baghdad Bob. The same is true. Schiff gets censored and he's celebrated on the House floor by the Democrats with chants. It's like we live in some dystopian world. And so, yeah, you go back and you look at the Russia hoax. I mean, it wasn't just, you know, 2018 is when we finally were able to go public because we had to get around the corrupt Department of Justice and the corrupt FBI back when it was only slightly corrupt, not full-blown corrupt like we see it today. It was the beginning of its demise because we had to go through a whole process, you may remember, in order to get this information declassified to make it public that they had used the Clinton dirt, paid-for dirt, and the DNC dirt to make up the phony Steele dossier in order to go to the FISA court in order to spy on the Trump campaign and the Republican Party itself. That was made public in 2018. But remember, we knew in early 2017, as a matter of fact, I came out and strongly said it at the time as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said, look, nobody's paid attention to Putin more than me. I was very critical about Obama and the Biden administration in 2016, saying that they didn't know what the hell Putin was doing. It was the biggest intelligence failure since 9/11. So you can imagine come early 2017, John, we talked about it numerous times on your show all through 2017, but I just came out and said, I haven't seen any intelligence on Russia whatsoever tying it to Trump or Republicans. Zero, none. Where's it at? And you may remember, I just got, you know, just relentlessly attacked in 2017. I mean, just almost totally ridiculous. I mean, we don't have to even go back and recant it. If you're interested, Lee Smith wrote a whole book on it, The Plot Against the President. that you can either read, or there's also a documentary on it. So I don't think we need to go all through it. But the bottom line is this. Adam Schiff never had an ounce of evidence, neither did the FBI or DOJ. In fact, they had the opposite. They had the opposite. They knew the only ones that had dealt with Russia at all were the Clinton campaign and the DNC, because they hired a former Russian citizen to give some of the information for the phony Steele dossier. That was the only tie to Russia. And then Adam Schiff himself is the only one that knows anything about Russia and about getting compromise on his political opponents that he accused Trump and Republicans of, because he was caught on live tape. He didn't realize he was dealing with pranksters from Russia that they ultimately played over the airwaves and all across Russia and Ukraine that made it to the United States, where he was caught saying that asking for compromise, dirt, naked pictures of Trump that he was trying to get his hands on, John, from who? From Russians, from Russian nationals. I mean, this is total madness. You can't make this up. And so, look, he gets censored, and we're just dealing, you know, I don't know what the hell's, I can tell you that the Democrats, I mean, they're not even resemblant of their own, any resemblance of their old selves at all. I mean, you used to be where a third of them at least were kind of normal. Now they all live in this strange alternative universe led around by people like Gavin Newsom, who says San Francisco's fine, to Joe Biden, who can't even get anything straight, to Kamala Harris, who seems to be missing in action, to the celebrations of Adam Schiff getting censored on the floor for things that are well documented, and he gets celebrated for his own party, and he's the leading candidate for Senate in California. But switching to, you ask about what's going on in Russia, Ukraine, like, we don't know, because we have a corrupt DOJ, a corrupt FBI, and intelligence agencies that can't even tell you whether or not COVID started in China or not, even though anybody and everybody that saw any intelligence at the time knows that. So it's no surprise that we can't get a straight story out of what's going on in Ukraine and or Russia right now, because we effectively don't have, even though we're spending billions of dollars, our defense intelligence and intelligence is the laughingstock of the world right now. And it's so hard to tell, is Putin playing a game? Is Putin seriously threatened? We just don't know, John. We just don't know.
You touched on Adam Schiff's fate. Is it your opinion that he will be the new senator from California?
Well, he's going to become the Democratic nominee, assuming that Dianne Feinstein does not resign, does not relinquish her seat. That's the bottom line. I mean, he's way up in the polls. He's got the most money. He's just loved by the radical left. And it's kind of an oxymoron, because typically you wouldn't think a Jewish straight white guy from Hollywood, the left all seems to hate those types of people. But, you know, he's kind of the ringleader. He's the storyteller. He's the one that tells them all that they want to hear, that Trump is a Russian agent, that I'm a Russian agent, Russians everywhere. So he kind of feeds them the information that they like to hear, and he's got the money. The other candidates don't have the money, and I just don't see I mean, look, he's in the lead now, and he's got the most money. That typically tells me that you're going to win a Democratic primary. Now, there are – but I still believe that it's going to be hard for Feinstein to make it all the way through. And I think you've got Newsom, the shadow candidate for president, who definitely does not want to see Schiff win. He wants to desperately appoint someone. So there's this strange internal fight inside this California, aka Soviet style communist system, where the communists are fighting each other. You've got Pelosi and Schiff on one side trying to get Schiff elected, and then you've got Newsom and his band trying to get Feinstein to resign in order to, so that they can appoint an LGBTQ, black, brown, something, another that fits their stereotype that Newsom really wants to put in there, because he also is a straight white guy running for president that desperately wants to cater to the African-American vote.
Devin Nunes, the guru, the CEO of Truth Social, commenting on Congress. A long time ago in a land far away, 2018, where Devin and his colleagues at the House Intelligence Committee printed what they could, given they needed to win clearances from a very uncooperative Department of Justice, printed what they could for discerning readers to understand that Russiagate was a hoax. John Durham has now endorsed, validated, and confirmed all of that in his testimony. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.